Meeting of the Community Services Committee. Present is Councilman Smalley, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Bell, Councilman Street, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, Councilman Aretta. Nikai Triller is taking the notes today, and I'm Councilman Hollins. Approval of the minutes from the April 24 meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The first item for consideration on the agenda for today is Resolution 12, or Ordinance 12056, amend the grants budget, appropriate $1,500,000 in program income to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, two, to address housing flow closures in Newcastle County. I believe we discussed this 2 weeks ago at our Finance Committee meeting.
Yeah, we didn't.
Councilman Smalley said we didn't like it, so we'll move to the next item. Any comment or question relating to that particular?
Councilman Smalley said we're going to put that in Council's.
He said $1,500,000. He did not say dollars.
Oh.
The next item on the agenda is progress reports on the Bear Library as well as Claymont Library, and General Manager Marcus has been very eager. He's been standing here for like the last 15 minutes or so. It's on you.
Good afternoon, Marcus Henry, General Manager of Community Services. I have two brief updates on our two major library projects. For Bear, I think I may mention at the last hearing, you know, demolition has been completed for some time at the Bear, and that's the renovation we're talking about. We're in the process of finalizing the executed contracts to get the work started shortly. Special Services is coordinating a lot of key submittals in preparation of the execution specific to metal framing and drywall contract, and that's expected next week. And this will enable us, the walls, to get started as soon as possible. Councilman Smalley, I know you've asked me on a number of occasions. I am still trying to verify our ability to be open as a polling place by the primary time. I should have an answer to that by June 12th, affirmatively, if we can do that. And we'll work in conjunction with the Board of Elections to make sure they know that clearly. Okay? Any questions on Bear? I'll move on to Claymont. Under direction of Special Services, the construction road and layout trailer area has been completed. Just to let you know, we are resubmitting 9 bids, and they're due back by June 5th. We're projecting some cost overruns that we felt the need that contractually to rebid, and we're going to work with them to find out by June 5th where we are. We do expect this project to be under budget. We're not affecting the time frame in terms of scheduling at all as we get to Claymont. Drilling and blasting has continued primarily for the main sewer line adjacent to the library, and perimeter sediment and erosion controls have been established. The sewer line installation continues along Lenape Way, and the layout of the storm sewer will begin with drilling and blasting to start as early as next week. And the community has been notified appropriately.
Thank you.
Okay. Before or after?
I take it you notified them, not the fire marshal. Fire marshal.
Any questions, comment, members of council? Has the progress been to libraries?
Leave it to the development.
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Tag.
Marcus, maybe I missed that, but are you ahead of schedule for the Bear Library, or are you still on schedule for the opening? What is that, September?
We're attempting to get back on schedule, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think we're a bit delayed right now. I think current projections were about 30 days delayed. I'm trying to mitigate some of that, and we'll know, I think, within the next 3 weeks where we'll be from a scheduling standpoint. Okay. If you remember, we were scheduled to at least have a CO issued by the end of September. I think that's going to be difficult, to be honest with you. But I'll update you more at the next meeting. We know more.
Okay. Next item is youth programs and services. General Manager will present again.
Thank you, Chairman.
I think that the reason I had asked for this is that I think we all have some relationship with one or maybe two of our youth programs. We're all pretty much familiar with the summer youth program. But there's so many other programs that I think we should know about that are only because of the funding and support of Newcastle County. Some of it is but-for money that if it were not for our grant, that these programs would not be available to the youth in Newcastle County. And some of these are in partnership with other agencies that actually sponsor the programs, and we offer our support to make sure that they are successful.
Thank you. And thank you for this opportunity to review the services and programs provided to youth in Newcastle County through our various programs. The Department of Community Services prides itself with the many programs and services offered to youth. These programs reflect the rich diversity of this county. Programs are accessible to all families through the strategic location of programs, through partnerships, and through offering programs at a price point to be affordable to all families, which means free or at low cost. The programs offered throughout the county at approximately 20 county facilities include libraries and parks. 61,800 youth were served through my department in fiscal year 11. This overview will reference statistics from FY11, as it is the most recent complete year from which we have data. Now I'll move on to our programs offered. Through the Community Development and Housing, Community Development Block Grant funds support 8 nonprofit agencies that would directly serve youth. The number of youth served through these grant awards were 502 in FY11. Examples of funded services are the Boys and Girls Club of Claymont. This award assisted with summer camp scholarships for low to moderate income youth. The Northern Delaware Youth for Christ in Belvedere. The award provided after school activities for youth living in the community of Belvedere. And the LACC. The award assisted with summer camp scholarships for county youth attending the LACC summer camp. And also the Police Athletic League of Delaware. The award funded Palademics, an after-school program. I want to mention also that the county's Neighborhood Stabilization Program funded the acquisition and rehab of a home for 4 youth aging out of foster care, system. Through the libraries, 55,171 youth participated in library programs in FY11. Youth programs included bilingual story times to book clubs. Other programs included teen volunteer presentations, SAT and ACT practice tests, and visits from the Brandywine Zoo and Iron Hill Museum. Of special note is the annual Summer Reading Club. This program runs each summer for children, teens, and also adults. The program provides a theme, artwork, and incentives. Each library schedules special programs around a set theme. Just last summer, 8,579 children registered for this program, and also 5,157 children completed the program and read 168,400 hours. We also have a wonderful partnership that's been established between the Summer Reading Club and the Summer Recreation Camps. The libraries work with the Summer Recreation Camps to develop crates of books that would circulate to all the camps, and time is provided each day for the campers to read. I'm going to skip this because I'll talk about this in greater detail to give you a current update on where we are with our grant request with the Department of Labor. But you're all familiar pretty much with the Summer Youth Employment Program. Through sports and athletics, we offer youth the opportunity to participate in sports leagues, clinics, and camps. We offer the gamut of sports from baseball to field hockey to lacrosse, soccer, and even wrestling. The department also offers the Summer Recreation Camp Program at various sites throughout the county. Last summer, we served 324 youth ages between ages of 7 and 12. And thanks to Council's generosity, we were able to provide financial assistance to almost 50% of the campers. A total of 2,635 youth were served through the Sports and Athletics Program in FY11. The department also offers recreational programs, such as the After School Drop-In Program, located at the Av Jones Community Center. This program provides a free after-school drop-in program for Belvedere and surrounding community youth. Youth participated in recreational, sports, and cultural activities, and in FY11, 85 youth were served. Another impactful program is Safety Town. Safety Town teaches children ages 4 through 6 about all things safety-related, from stranger danger to safely crossing the street. The miniature town is complete with child-sized buildings, crosswalk, signs, and small battery-powered cars. I would also like to point out that each year, approximately 150 teens volunteer to serve as buddies for the attendees. Last summer, 378 children attended the program, which was provided in three locations throughout the county. This summer, we have offered a fourth location in order to reach additional children. Through the Community Activity Center's four locations of Appaquimanic, Brandywine Town Center, Garfield Park, and Hocassin, children's programs are available for all ages from toddlers to teens. 472 youth learn to dance or to play a musical instrument, to eat right and be healthy, and to create their own fashions, to name just a few offerings. The Art Studio, located at the Abbott Jones Community Center in Belvedere, provides a variety of classes for children and teens. 206 youth participate in classes such as drawing and painting, pottery, oil painting, and photography. These programs provide it year-round. In the summer, parents are able to group classes together to form a half-day camp setting. Also located at the Art Studio is the Kaleidoscope Special Needs Studio for youth and adults with physical and intellectual disabilities. 82 children with special needs participated in FY11. At Rockwood, 345 young persons visit the museum, gardens, and park through school field trips or programs coordinated by museum staff. Other programs offered include a summer camp for children ages 9 through 12, walks for parents with small children, and nature exploration. Special events such as the Rockwood Holiday Open House provided families free entertainment and a tour of the museum. 1,749 children visit with Santa and Miss Claus at the Holiday Open House in FY11. To support these many programs and services, the following funding was allocated in FY11. 131,000 in Community Development Block Grant Awards supported eight agencies' youth programs. $120,000 support the Summer Youth Employment Program through joint funding received from the Delaware Department of Labor, County Council, and the County Executive. Last year, we were able to help 99 youth who were employed with meaningful work opportunities. $57,000 was received from state aid to libraries and supported free programs for children and teens. Under the community resources, approximately $234,000 was expended in FY11 for the youth sports clinics, leagues, and camps. Activity centers expended almost $16,000 on youth programs, and another $49,000 was expended for other recreational programs, such as Safety Town, the Art Studio, and App Jones Drop-In Program. I want to point out that the vast majority of these programs do charge a fee for participation. Therefore, the total expended was approximately $299,000, and total revenue generated was almost $342,000. But the total funds dedicated in youth programs in FY11 by my department was over $607,000. In closing, I'm very proud of the youth-focused programs and services provided by the Department of Community Services. As you can see by the breadth of services, we are very dedicated to diverse programs which reflect county residents. Thank you for this opportunity to share this information with you, and I'll answer any questions at this time.
Questions and comments from members of council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Smalley.
Thank you. I just wanted to share that when you handed out the summer youth employment forms for employment, that I know of seven kids that got, that were accepted and received jobs into the program for the summer. So even though some of us don't hand them out always, when you do, it makes a difference.
Thank you.
Councilman Smalley?
I was just, what's your funding looking like going forward?
For all together?
Yeah.
Well, as you can see, we rely on some county resources, state resources, federal resources. I think, you know, this was level funding pretty much from last year for a majority of the programs. State aid, we expect to be about the same related to these youth programs. I think we're expecting level funding, but I'll talk about where we have an issue with the server employment program. I think we can do
pretty
that.
Good right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Cartier?
Yes. on the activities at Rockwood, we had this project with a youth garden project?
Yeah.
That's with the YMCA or YWCA?
It's a YMCA.
YMCA. So that's an ongoing, another ongoing activity, partnering with the Y, Friends of Rockwood, and the county at Rockwood for that. How many children are going to participate in that project?
Jane Rattini with the department. I believe there are 20 children that are signed up to attend on a regular basis, and the YMCA will be providing transportation to and from the site and supervising the children when they're there.
Which Y is that?
I thought it was the Brandon Y 100 YMCA.
Okay.
I'll double check, Councilman.
I did.
I'd like to recognize the presence of President Kovac. He's joined us. Any additional question or comment from members of council? Seeing none.
I'd like to, at your discretion, I'd like to talk about the Sermon Youth Employment Program.
Sure, that's right. Let me get back to that. Thank you.
Unfortunately, council, I have some bad news with regards to our funding that we received through the Department of Labor for our Sermon Youth Employment Program. Jane's handing out a memo I've drafted for council.
$60 million.
Yeah. Right. So
it's for your consideration to request the council to assist in the support, financial support of the Summer Youth Employment Program. Funding for the state Summer Youth Employment Program, you know, assists in reducing youth employment in Newcastle County during the summer months when it's at its peak, providing youth with much needed supplemental income and an avenue for professional, social, and personal growth. The authorizing legislation for the program requires that preference for employment be given to youth who are members of households whose income does not exceed 200% of the household poverty. For a family of four, this is an income level of just under $46,100. The Department of Community Services has received an unprecedented number of requests from youth for employment applications. To date, the department has received 123 applications, and 75 are complete and income eligible. The Department of Community Services' initial request for the Summer Youth Employment Program funding was $251,000 to the Department of Labor to support 150 youth. DCS has been notified by the State Department of Labor that its award is in the amount of $51,902, which is just 20% of our original request.
Wow.
This will fund salaries and benefits for just 31 youth for this program. The department is requesting support again this year from County Council in the amount of $40,000. The additional funds will provide employment for approximately 24 youth. This request will match the county executive's commitment that we just received of $40,000 for this program. The $80,000 total funding from Newcastle County with council and the county exec will allow DCS to hire 48 additional youth in addition to the state funding for 31 youth for a total of approximately 79 youth. The department appreciates your consideration of additional funding for this program. These funds will allow the program to better meet the demonstrated need for employment in Newcastle County and provide meaningful work experience for youth. And I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Councilman Redder, then Councilman Smollett.
Thank you. Greg, you're probably going to have to answer this one. The money that we bring in for the revolving fund on the homes, we put it in towards the houses, which goes into... Does that go into community service or does that go into special services?
No, looking for finance. That's land use. It's just land use, farmer land use. And you saw there's an ordinance today where we're appropriating that money for fixing that.
Right. But I mean, when the money gets appropriated, does it go to the community service or does it go to special services? How is it distributed that the homes get fixed?
It goes to land use, does all of that. They've got hired a contractor or whatever needs to be done through their budget. Their people handle all of that. That program. So, just for your information, I looked this morning. I figured somebody might ask. Council's contingency as of today is $83,800.
Councilman Smiley, then President Kovac.
You know, we all know this is a worthwhile program. We've seen what it does in the past, and as Councilman Street, who's absent, so I can give him credit since he's not here. You know, you pay him now or pay him later. Yeah, we have $83,800 in our contingency. We've got roughly 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks left. I understand it's not 7 days. We've got a time frame of need to know what the funding is. We need to get the people lined up. I'd like to make a motion, be seconded and discussed, that we transfer $40,000 from our contingency fund for purposes of funding the youth employment program.
Second.
Move to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We would transfer $40,000 from council's contingency to some youth employment program.
We'll make it up.
Council now has a check. Make the check out to Penrose SP.
You need to put a hole in the ceiling because it's going to bounce further than that.
President Kovac.
My question was, can we use the contingency fund to fund this summer youth program?
Question
and apparently the answer is yes, and we just voted on it and approved it. So my question's been answered, and thank you very much.
Did I recognize Councilman Weiner as being present? If I didn't, Councilman Weiner has joined us. Any other comment, question? Councilman Tack.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Marcus, what happened with the 20% funding? I mean, we only got 20% of these. Did the state only have X amount? Were they dramatically reduced, or was the money sent elsewhere?
The total amount they had for allocation was $125,000. And the majority of that went to the geographic area of service for the city of Wilmington. They consider us what's characterized as suburban Newcastle County. Kent and Sussex got a little less than what we got. I don't want to completely throw the state under the bus. I think what's happened historically was a lot of stimulus dollars are placed into this program. They funded at, you know, high levels for us to support these kids. But last year, even under those considerations, we got $80,000. And with council assistance last year and the county exec, we were able to support 99 youth. And I just to explain that a little bit, each kid, well, each slot is 210 hours of work over the summer. And the rate's what,
$675?
But not all the kids work those entire hours, so we actually ended up helping more kids. So last year we helped 99 youth through what we could do. For this year, we're projecting 79 kids, thanks to your assistance and the county execs. It probably ended up being more than that. Just based on our historical, what we know historically. I don't really know what happened with the state. I mean, they have their reductions, federal reductions, and their grant allocation. But I think being the largest county in the state and the amount of kids that we served, I think proportionally we should have gotten a heck of a lot more money. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like we got 50, what? 50?
Yeah, 51.
51.
51. Kent and Sussex got less than that, you said, so.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
They're all working at the beach.
Any further comment? Questions? Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry I missed the bulk of your presentation. But before you started talking, I was just going to thank you and thank the department for the special programs and activities that you provide for kids, not just during the summer, but throughout the year. And Hilltop Lutheran Neighborhood Center appreciates all the services and programs that both the Wilmington Library and the Woodlawn Library, and it's really an asset in terms of what we do with kids and trying to get them ready to go to school in a position to compete academically with children from all walks of life. So I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other question, comment, members of council? The next agenda item is the library state aid funding presentation. I think this would be very helpful because oftentimes there's a lot of confusion, even though we do this almost annually. But there's usually some confusion around how libraries are funded, what percentage, the relationship, and so forth. So I just think it would be helpful in educating all of us how this process works. Thank you.
The Department of Community Services provides library service through 10 libraries, including Garfield Park Lending Library. In FY11, they circulated 4,069,456 materials and received 1,946,089 patron visits just last FY11. Currently, there are 226,508 library card holders. As you are all aware, libraries are much more than books. They are places that people access a variety of resources and obtain a variety of services, such as employment and training, computers, tutorials, etc. The county supports these services through an annual operating budget of approximately $12.3 million in FY12. The county also receives almost $1.9 million in state aid from the state of Delaware, specifically for library service. The FY12 operating budget for libraries is a total of $12.3 million, as I just said. Of the annual operating budget, Newcastle County supports the 10 county libraries with $9.7 million. Newcastle County also supports library service at 5 contractual libraries for a total of $2.5 million. Going into further detail, the annual operating budget supports full-time employees by 40% of its budget and benefits by 17%. The operating budget supports communications and utilities by 5%, materials and supplies by 6%, contractual services by 3%, and intergovernmental services by 9%. The operating budget supports the contractual libraries with 20% of its budget. Moving on to state aid to libraries, it's important to note that our local expenditure rate is directly related to the formula that establishes our allocation of state aid. State aid to libraries is issued under the Delaware Department of State through the State Libraries Division. In FY12, the statewide award was $3.9 million. Each library in the state receives an annual allocation, which is formula driven. As I mentioned, our local expenditure rate is directly related to the formula that establishes the allocation of state aid. The state aid formula was recently changed for FY12, reducing the percentage allocated for local expenditures from 60% to 40%. This is of concern to Newcastle County, as we are the largest provider of library service in the state. The financial support provided by the state has become a very competitive business. The overall state allocation has not increased over the last few years, but the demand for support for libraries has increased. When a new library opens, the state funding is not increased to support it, just so you understand. Therefore, unfortunately, the total statewide award gets divided even further. The state aid to libraries formula is based on 40% of the formula is calculated on the actual annual expenditure per library. However, although the county funds a significant amount of contractual library services, we do not receive credit for the portion of contractual library expenditures that are directly funded by Newcastle County. 40% of the formula is allocated according to service area population. These areas are determined by the Delaware Division of Libraries with approval of the State Council on Libraries. 10% of the formula is allocated for county or regional library services. Newcastle County receives funds under this category. And 10% of the funds are allocated directly to the Division of Libraries for statewide services. In FY12, Newcastle County received almost $1.9 million in state aid for our library operations. These dollars mainly support part-time staff and benefits, library collection materials, and programs. The state supports approximately 16% of our operations. Also want to point out that the contractual libraries receive state aid funding in the amount of approximately $500,000 per year. Each contractual library receives its allocation directly from the state. There are 5 contractual libraries in Newcastle County that are supported annually in the department's operating budget. They are the Wilmington Institute, North Wilmington Branch, Newcastle City, Delaware City, and Corbett Callaway. The department awarded $2.5 million in FY12 to these libraries. However, as I mentioned before, the county does not receive local expenditure credit for this annual allocation. The contractual libraries use the county funding of $2.5 million to support their local expenditures and receive over $500,000 collectively in state aid to further support their library service. And my office is currently addressing this issue with the Secretary of State's office, because we believe this is an inequity. In summary, Newcastle County supports its library service with 84% of all of its funding, and the state aid supports library service by 16% of the funding. Based on the contractual library's all funds budget, the county provides 66% of the funding, and the state provides 14%. I do hope this presentation has assisted in clarifying the funding that supports library service in Newcastle County. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I'm sure everybody got that. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Do you have detail as to what numbers are ascribed to each of the libraries, both regional and there are two other categories, the dollars, therefore, that are allocated based upon the number of readers serviced by each of those libraries? I think I phrased that correctly.
But that's not having any local spend rate.
If I need to rephrase it, I'll try.
Exactly. We have the data by
the
library
in terms of
expenditure rate.
I mean, not for now, but email us later so we can see it.
We do have Jane Rattini. We do have their all funds budget that they submit. Is that what you're asking? And then the amount of their expenditures each year annually?
In other words, what we heard was that libraries don't receive money. State doesn't give money based upon the population of the counties, but instead upon the number of people within the scope of each
service area.
Service area. That's the word I was looking for, service area. Could you drill down on some detail on that?
Yes.
Could we?
Great.
Diana.
Yes. It's interesting. I mentioned in my presentation, they've just revised this. And the difficulty that we have as a county government, you know, we're a large provider of library service, but, you know, this is a major component of us doing our budget, our operating budget, and how we allocate contractual libraries. This is becoming exceedingly difficult by the metric of which they're using this in determining how much we get. Because if you do a local spend rate, you know, you spend a lot during construction activities, which is nice. But like what I said, the pot is not actually getting bigger. It's just being reapportioned depending on the need.
Well, I have a wild idea. Why can't we get all the legislators in Newcastle County, including the ones in Wilmington, to work together? That and Dover for the interest in Newcastle County. That was just a wild idea I thought I would throw out.
And I have to give a lot of credit and kudos to Diana Brown. She's part of the council. She's there lobbying for our efforts. She's very involved with the Secretary of State's office and making sure they understand what our ongoing concerns are. But this is important stuff because, you know, on an annualized basis, to do an analysis in terms of what our budget's going to be, it's difficult. And so we have new libraries being built, being renovated, new staffing. We have to juggle all that. We have to project well ahead of time to deal with these issues. And when they changed the form and allocation of which, Diane, when was it last changed? Back in 1982 or 3? Is that correct?
Yes.
You know, Delaware is a much different state 30 years ago. And population shifts have happened since then, obviously. And so when you have some population shifts and where it is in service area, it's hard to track. Now, the state is being proactive in changing some of this metric and also talking with all the jurisdictions about how best to move forward on this, and we support that. But we are the major provider of library service for the state, and I think they understand that, but we have to continue to work with them on this.
One follow-up question.
Go right ahead.
Is there a way that we as council persons can assist via... or you want to keep this sort of quiet working with this?
Let me work a few more things out, but yeah, I'll engage you on that. I think that would be helpful.
Okay, I realize there's a political overlay here.
Councilman Cartier.
Which committee in the General Assembly would be dealing with this, or is it strictly in the
JSC.
Department of State?
Is there a General Assembly committee that deals with the Secretary of
State? Diana Brown, Department of Community Services. The last time state aid was increased was about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was done by the three counties getting together and going to Dover and requesting $1 million increase over 4 years.
Right.
And that went through the Secretary of State's office and then to, I'm not sure which committee, but it was a broad, a really general.
Sorry. It would go to JFC.
JFC.
For budget hearing.
And certainly, you know, I know you all have your geek t-shirts and you're aware that there's a very strong sense of advocacy amongst library supporters. So we're really gearing up to get that message because Dover is coming online in the fall, and just give you a sense of what that impact is going to be. They're currently 17,000 square feet. They're moving into a building that's almost 50,000 square feet. So that could have a real negative impact on our state aid because the pot hasn't changed, and you know their expenditure is going to go up.
Councilor
Sheldon.
What was the cost of the building down in Dover? Does anybody know?
Find out.
Would you? Because, I mean, it's a beautiful building. I mean...
It is. It's what we need to understand in Newcastle County is that we provide library service through 15 libraries.
Oh, I get it.
In Kent County, it's basically Dover, and that's a very, very different model. The city of Dover has supported them, and I know it's over 20 million. I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, then that's a big difference. Yeah.
But it is a very different model.
Okay. Yep.
Councilman Smalley?
Yeah, I want to ask. You coordinate with Kent and Sussex for the libraries? You said the three counties got together. I'm just trying to get it just
the council.
Right. There is a council, a state council on libraries that's composed of members from all three counties. They work with their local legislators, and in that case, that's what happened. And there were point people in each of the counties that went to JFC, I guess, requesting that increase. But we do very much, because each of the counties are very different in how their libraries are governed, we do work together to have a common.
Okay, I'm just looking to try to formulate and get with you on a path forward to bring the Delaware Association of Counties into the picture to facilitate another increase and try to work
and
together.
And that was actually the group I think drove this train the last time.
Okay, well, we get together before the next meeting and get some information from you and put it out there.
Thank you.
In addition, Councilman Street?
Excellent management. From your presentation on the part of you and the department, because this was the 5 contracted libraries, only $3 million. I don't know how you do that. Especially when, like every other facility, utility costs go up, and then you've got additional libraries, and then folks expect to be warm, they expect to be cool in the summer, and then they want the lights on all night to protect the library and the greater community, and all those costs are escalating. And apparently, you haven't been able to give raises for some period of time, because I see this on the surface. I don't know how you pull that off.
We, just so we clear, the contract libraries, thank you. The contract libraries, we fund their operational costs, but they're managed ultimately by a local board of trustees. We don't manage those facilities. However, point taken, we're almost 66% of their operating what funds come through us, which in turn they leverage to get additional state aid in some cases, which is our issue, in terms of we should get a credit for that amount that we're not getting. But you're right, there are ongoing utility costs. Some of them don't own the facility. They have debt service on some of the facilities. Their costs are escalating. We're trying to support some, but you know, some are performing better than others, to be quite frank, and we're trying to be fair and equitable. And we have not reduced our funding for contractual libraries in 2 years. We have not done that, and we're not going to do that. But we are getting close to a point in the near future where you have to do a reexamination of our library services and contractual library services in terms of what makes sense to deal with some of those issues you're talking about.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to make 2 points.
Go right ahead.
And if I'm mixing apples and oranges, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, it's going to be all about green money. I just think that when I initially came on council, we had leadership meetings with the city. I don't know if they've ceased. I think they have. And Councilman Weiner made a suggestion about all the elected officials in the General Assembly in Newcastle County must meet. I think we need to have some discussion, at least some leadership meetings, about two things. One, the libraries, and two, summer jobs. Because the reduction in the state summer youth program and the reduction in overall funding for summer youth, when I was parks director, I had 1,200. The city now has 300. Once upon a time, which a lot of people don't know, the county had several hundred summer youth jobs, and even had a self-prep lunch program so that we prepared, served all the lunches in our parks in the county, both the county and the city. So all those jobs are gone. And you look at it across the board, same thing I've said repeatedly, out of time, the devil's workshop. And if we don't put those kids to work, the drug dealers are anxious and willing to bring them in. And it's an undue potential burden on our police force and public safety overall. And you've got kids who are not out there doing and in that mess. And the only way you prevent them from being engaged in those negative activities is if you got to give them jobs. You got to give them something to do. And most kids, okay, there's no money in the house for new school clothes and all that. The drug dealer said, you go stand on the corner, I'll get you new sneakers. It's hard to walk away from. And taking away all these opportunities for kids to work, it has just a detrimental impact. And I think we should have at least make an effort to have some leadership meetings and discussions about those two major issues, both of which are major in my view. Because the library system, the folks don't have a job, they don't have a computer at home, where do you go fill out applications? Everything's done online, where a resume is done, which is why the computers are overloaded. I just look at the windows in Woodlawn going back and forth from home, and I'm like, well, how many more computers y'all gonna try to get in there? And I'm sure there are comparable situations in other libraries. So I think the two areas are worth substantive discussion with state leaders.
So are you suggesting that the county and the city plan a strategy to meet with the state, or we?
I think all the government entities' leadership should come together and discuss these two major issues.
If I heard Councilman Smiley correctly, I think he's suggesting to meet with all of the county legislators in Delaware. And if you're suggesting that Newcastle County meet with the city of Wilmington, I feel very confident that we can make that happen. I see the CAO is sitting over there. I think he would be the person to arrange that. Greg, are you paying attention?
Yes, I am.
Just checking. And I think we can make that happen. I think your suggestion is very relevant, and we should at least attempt to meet with them. So, Councilman Bell, was you first?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, business has sometimes they'll take their management, they have an offsite, and they go and they sit down about strategies for the future and their business and everything. It seems to me that we've come to a point in time when you look at the reduction in funding but increase in services, the commitment on the part of the county, both in community services and public safety. Look at the paramedic program going from 60% match to 30% match now. So it seems to me that, you know, if we could take and maybe coordinate offsite at a, you know, whether it's down in Buena Vista, whether it's at some facility where the county council and our state legislative branch from Newcastle County have some sort of a day where we can spend either a half day or a full day and have this type of presentation made. And we all know our senators and representatives. And it just seems to me that this is kind of a spirit of cooperation, a partnership. And if they're more educated on what's happening, we learn a lot in these meetings. And we know that you do a tremendous job, Marcus, as the manager and staff, but maybe some of our legislators need to kind of hear the same presentation. And we're not there to dominate them or to tell them, hey, you got to go do this. But I think the thing is, maybe if they see what the equations are and they see the end result of what we're producing and what it means to the youth in Newcastle County, they have an interest in it. They have a vested interest in it. And maybe we need to educate, you know, our partners, sort of partners in progress here. So I'm suggesting some sort of a offsite.
Yeah, at one point, Newcastle County was meeting with the Delaware members of the Delaware General Assembly. There was breakfasts at one time where we go to locations offsite. I think we've been down to Christiana Hilton. The only thing I would add to that is that, and usually it's just one-on-one kind of conversations, but if it was more of a formal kind of a meeting where we could really crystallize what our really needs are and where the state could help us, as opposed to continuing to extract from us when they're trying to balance their budget. So somehow I think we can do that through the county execs, because it has been done, but as I said, it just wasn't very formal when we got together for the legislative breakfast. Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Just, I'm sorry.
I'll yield.
I demand that you go first.
No, I'll
go first. Go first.
I will yield.
Go first.
Go first.
All right, I'll go.
I'm reinventing.
You're involving.
No, not involving.
Soon he'll be shedding that skin like the snake.
I'm going to revert. I see myself reverting back in my eight to having tremors over there.
The only thing that I would like to comment on that is I think that it's important when you go into a meeting like that to bring something with you that shows how the counties make their income. When you sit in Dover and you go through the budget, all they're really concerned about is what's coming into them. I don't think that in reality they have any idea how few areas the counties have to actually generate revenue.
Right. Thank you. Councilman Smiley.
I should have went. That wasn't relevant at all. But anyway. Flashback. I'm sorry. I'm off my meds. Now, just to follow up on what I was planning on doing is speaking with Ms. Brown, Marcus Henry, Kristen, to kind of get together, get an idea, a feel for what took place before and what the avenue was, and get with Betsy, she is the Secretary for Dover Association of Counties, and place on our next agenda discussion for a path forward for increasing state funding to libraries. And Marcus, whoever you feel needs to be present to that effect. Let's get that on the agenda. Let's get it at least a bowl roll and get the buy-in for all three counties. Of course, I got to recognize it's probably going to be difficult given that the Sussex County is doing a tax refund. I can't. There must be more money in dollies.
No, they don't have the police force.
Well, no, I know. But anyway, that's where I was planning on going.
Councilman Carter.
I feel that any way we can engage in a sustained discussion with, you know, these members of the General Assembly about our concerns and needs as the county or the city, you know, is really necessary. And I got to confess, I got problems in my own area in the Brandywine 100 where state legislators just want to go and propose legislation of major impacts on this government without even so much as consulting, picking up a phone, asking what I think. It's a very discouraging situation. We don't have a good working dialogue, I feel. We might know our state legislators, but do they really, you know, talk about what's going on in their minds about when you see the legislation they want to roll out? It's discouraging, and I don't know exactly how to, you know, get through to that, but having some sort of formal setting where we have a briefing and then we can exchange ideas is probably the way
to
do it.
In the old days, we just diverted that dynamite work you had going on up there. Set the message loud and clear.
That's going on all the time.
Let me recognize Kristen, who is our liaison to General Assembly. Kristen
Dwyer, Executive Office. I very much appreciate all of your comments. I think I'm talking to a lot of you individually about opening lines of communication with our state legislators and educating them on what the county actually does. It's my goal to do just that, and just recently, probably about a month ago, we brought in a few different state legislators to talk about maintenance corporations and what the county actually does to assist maintenance corporations. And I have to tell you, they were completely ignorant of our HAL program, despite the advertising we've done in the communications to them, our stormwater amnesty program, and our maintenance corporation billing. And because of that meeting, we were able to change the opinions of that group of state legislators. So with that being said, you know, it's my goal, again, to open lines of communication with the state, and it has been on the county executive's agenda to reinitiate those lunches, breakfasts, meetings, whatever you want to call it, with the state General Assembly, New Castle County members. It's my understanding that those meetings haven't been held in several years, so it's certainly something that we've talked about and that we plan on doing before the next General Assembly. The 147th General Assembly starting in January.
Councilman Cartier?
No quote.
I see your dismay. I just want to hear what you have to say.
I just.
You'd rather not?
I'd rather not talk. I just think any way we can have a formal interaction and over a substantive issue like funding for libraries or funding for paramedics, you know, so we can drive home to them the impacts of what they're trying to do. So.
Councilman Smiley?
I just want to say I'm a buy-in. I much prefer the face-to-face, whatever the setting, than sitting on the council floor with a resolution. I definitely get more bang from the buck, in my opinion. I know what happens if I pass something to Dover and don't go visit versus passing something to Dover that, you know, we need, and then being down there and following through the process and being, you know, just being there. So I'm a definite buy-in to that as long as Janet's there.
Well,
I'm sorry, no. Councilwoman Gilbert.
You know that I will go with you anywhere.
Councilman Street.
I'm trying to be good.
No, of course, made that comment.
I just want to go back and reemphasize my point about some of you workers. And I mean, surely I'm one of a whole lot of executive directors in town, but we all have the same nightmare this time of year. Every kid that walks in the building, every other parent that walks in the building, I need a job, my son needs a job, my daughter needs a job, and I don't even want to be there because it's nothing you can say. And all right, I'm not going to be the dead horse. It's just, and if a kid doesn't get a job in a community center, neighborhood center, boys club, girls club, whatever, where is she going to get a job? And we don't have them to get.
Another comment?
No, I just want to say, Councilman Chief, I know you stepped up because that's why I paid you a compliment. You weren't here. But I don't know if you were in the room or not. We approved $40,000 from our contingency for the youth program this year. Oh, he wasn't here.
Okay. No, I wasn't here.
Okay, but so just to make sure you know.
Just made it a better day.
It's early.
Any additional comment from members of council? Seeing none, anyone from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
But we got another thing? Other? Oh, I'm sorry. Other.
I'm here.
It was the other thing.
I'm sorry. Councilman Powers is here.
Now we have motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Thank you very much.